I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold.
Cold enough, you'd better remember your gloves. Maybe a hat. I'm Keith Seinfeld, here with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, my son really didn't want to walk to the bus stop this morning. Everyone's been complaining this week about the cold. So how does that fit in with the forecast?
Well, first, it has been colder than normal. That is true. But it's also been drier than normal, strangely enough. But we have some interesting weather right now. The temperatures have cooled down, and the snow level has gotten down to about 800 to 1,000 feet, which means if you're on a higher hill during a particularly heavy shower, you can get some wet snowflakes reaching the surface. And it hasn't happened very many places, but there have been a few reports, especially some people at higher elevation and up towards the Cascades. There's also been a few reports of some light snow near Bellingham, where some cold air is coming through the Fraser River Valley. But actually, today, I don't expect a lot of action.
And as we get into the afternoon commute, that's always where it gets sticky for us around here.
Well, the commute looks like no problem in the Puget Sound area. I mean, there's not going to be an issue. Temperatures will be above freezing, and there won't be much precipitation. The bigger risk comes tonight. And what's going to happen is a low-pressure center is moving south of us. That is going to be bringing in some cooler air from the north. And so we're going to start seeing air pushing through the Fraser River Valley and coming in from the northeast. So that air will be moving into the North Sound. And so the temperatures will cool. There's some light precipitation with this low. Most of it is staying south of us, but some of it may swing around during the night tonight.
When you say swings around, what's it swinging around?
Well, it swings around the low. So basically, there's a circulation around the low, a counterclockwise circulation, and some of that moisture, some of that precipitation is going to swing around the low, which is south of us, and may come into central to southern Puget Sound, mainly southern Puget Sound. And so the computer models, if you take them right now at face value, do have some light snow showers over portions of the Seattle area down into southwest Washington. In fact, it has much heavier precipitation heavier snow over the southern Cascades, and maybe even some getting into the eastern suburbs of Portland.
And what's the time frame we're talking about for that?
If the snow comes in, it'll be coming in probably after midnight and sometime between midnight and noon tomorrow. So it's in that time frame. So it's after midnight and before lunchtime. That's where we have the biggest threat. And so it's tomorrow that we have to worry about snow. Now, of course, if our computer models are off, we could end up with absolutely nothing or there could be more. It doesn't look like we'll have any kind of heavy snow event. There's just not enough juice with the system.
And the rest of the weekend and into Monday and so on?
Well, after that, we dry out. And it's actually Saturday looks pretty decent. You could even see some sun. And on Sunday, it also looks relatively dry. So we could be cold on the cool side, but it actually will be pretty decent later Saturday into Sunday. And then if you really want some excitement, looking at the computer models out to Tuesday, Wednesday, they are switching the pattern 180 degrees. We get into a much warmer pattern. In other words, we're looking at a Pineapple Express type situation, which could bring 5, 6, 7 inches or more of rain to the Cascades. So we have all this beautiful snow up there, and it could be rained on, unfortunately.
So they're trumpeting an early opening for the ski areas, and they might have to turn around and close right away.
That's possible. And right now, they have about 30 inches of Snoqualmie at the base of the bottom. Stevens has about 35 inches. But then we get hit by this rain and warmth. And, you know, that's what produces our favorite quantity, Cascade concrete, as rain falls into the snow, partially melting it, and then it refreezes.
As you were saying, there's a decent chance Saturday morning we'll have some snow, at least in some areas. And then we have to put in all these qualifiers, but maybe it will, maybe it won't. Maybe it'll snow south, not north, or north, but not south. Why is it so hard to know when and where it's going to snow around here?
Well, Keith, snow is the most difficult forecasting problem for meteorologists, and particularly here, because we have to do a few things right. We not only have to get the temperature right, but we have to get the precipitation right. And it's just not whether it's going to be precipitating or not. We have to get the amount right. That means everything to snow forecasts. And even whether it'll be rain or snow sometimes depends on the intensity of the precipitation. So you've got to get both of these things right which is extraordinarily hard to do. Plus, it doesn't happen very often here in the lowlands, so we don't have much practice at it. So every one of our failure modes come together when it comes to snow forecasting, and that's why the skill of it is not very great.
All right. Well, we'll have more sympathy for our forecasters. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can read more about snow and rain at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.